USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Americans could start getting relief checks from the government within 3 weeks in the face of the coronavirus crisis. That assumes the Senate-passed stimulus bill now clears the House today and is signed by President Trump. Mnuchin says
the American workers and American public and American business, they need the money now. So this is not the time to debate a bill that passed with every single vote.
In the interview with CNBC, Mnuchin brushed off some concerns about a record number of weekly jobless claims last week, nearly 3.3 million. Southwest Airlines now cutting 1,500 daily flights as the virus slashes demand for air travel. China banning most foreigners from entering the country now to combat the virus. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me and for the patients that I have that are taking it. And it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy they have. If we give you the proper nutrients, your body's able to produce what it needs. And here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Department of Agriculture says it's trying to make it easier to feed children during this pandemic. As Secretary Sonny Perdue said yesterday, there will be changes removing administrative roadblocks for those who serve meals. The changes allow parents or guardians to take meals home to their kids and also applies to seniors and people with disabilities. Walgreens has begun drive-through shopping during the virus outbreak. The drugstore chain says shoppers can now pull up to the drive-through window and ask for a menu of available items, not just prescriptions. Legendary Harlem Globetrotter Fred Curley Neal has passed away. For over 20 years, the basketball legend displayed some pretty slick dribbling skills while sporting his signature shaved head and bright smile. He became the face of the team as he played in over 6,000 games across 97 countries. Curley Neal was 77. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back.
Because of coronavirus concerns, about $35,000 worth of produce being thrown out at a grocery store in Pennsylvania after a woman comes in and coughs all over the place. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
Workers at a Garrity supermarket in Hanover Township, PA, say a woman intentionally coughed on fresh produce, bakery items, and meat products in an attempt to play on coronavirus fears. Authorities say the woman, whose name has not been made public, is going to be tested for COVID-19, but they don't believe she has it. After she was apprehended, 15 store employees had to sanitize and disinfect the entire area, and they had to throw out all of the affected items. The woman is going to face numerous charges.
In light of the coronavirus, an update now on where we stand with Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says nothing's off the table as the sport outlines its plan to return from the coronavirus-related postponement. Manfred, speaking from Florida, tells ESPN,
"Baseball will be back. Whenever it's safe to play, we'll be back. We will be part of the recovery, the healing in this country."
Manfred also tells ESPN the league is working with infectious disease experts before determining its exact return and that there is a possibility that all 162 baseball games will be played this season. I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.